What a great joy it is to be back at Asbury University. I know it will surprise you when I say back, because most of you didn't know that at one time I was where you are. Not for a very long time, but at least I was there. I grew up in Mercer County, Kentucky, about 30 miles from here, and attended a small United Methodist church called Joseph's Chapel. And because it was a small church, we had only a part-time pastor. And our part-time pastor was a professor at Asbury College. Pastor Joe Thacker. Dr. Joe Thacker. In my senior year in high school, my grandmother, who raised me, died. And I was, for the most part, homeless. And an Asbury professor came to me and said, "I think I can work it out for you to attend Asbury, maybe without cost." And the next thing I knew, I was on this campus as a student, an ill-prepared student at that. I didn't stay very long, which is one of my great regrets. But the professor that I met here and the professors that I had the privilege of being in their classroom transformed my life. I'm glad to say I finally found myself, but it had a lot to do with Dr. Joe Thacker. And those times when he would look at me and say, "God has plans for your life. You have potential. I believe in you." And so I'm smart enough to know even today that were it not for him, I wouldn't be here today. I did not understand the wisdom of Brenda Smith when she invited me to be the chapel speaker. She did not know of my association with Asbury College. But I think God knew, and I believe God sent me here today through Brenda Smith. So if nothing else, I could affirm Asbury and Dr. Thacker for the role they played in touching my life and doing that in an absolutely meaningful and beautiful way. I am here today as a member of the staff of the Breakfast with Fred Leadership Institute. Brenda Smith is the daughter of Fred Smith Sr. And I know not all of you will have an opportunity to meet her, but I hope many of you will, because she is an extraordinary person. If you have not had the privilege of meeting Fred Smith Sr. and can meet Brenda Smith, you're meeting Fred, because they are so much alike. Fred Smith Sr. was a businessman, a very successful businessman, highly regarded as an expert in Christian leadership. When he spoke, Christian businessmen and women listened, because they knew that he had rich insights into how to live out our faith and how to share the love of God as revealed in Jesus Christ. He often asked people if they could remember what they were worrying about a year ago. And he said that more often than not, they couldn't. He would then ask them, is there something on your mind today that you're currently dealing with that's keeping you awake at night? And he said often he could tell that he had hit right at home. And so in some ways, what I would like to do today is to talk with you just briefly about how to cope with the things that are keeping you awake at night. Someone observed that life is lived somewhere between the mountaintops and the valleys. But for most of us, we could count on only one hand the number of times we have had a mountaintop experience. And we could probably count on only one time, one hand, the number of times when we've been in the valley of total despair. That life for most of us is lived somewhere in between the mountaintops and the valleys. The ups are not too up, and the downs are not too down. But nevertheless, in spite of it all, every day, or at least most every day, we wrestle with issues that are almost overwhelming at times. It may be for you a relationship that's not going as well as you'd like for it to. It may be something that's going on at work. It may have something to do with something that is happening in the classroom. It could be any number of things, but it is a rare person who can make it through a day and certainly a week without having to think about something that they wish were different in their life. Less than 2 hours from here is another college that takes great pride in its Wesleyan tradition. It's a United Methodist college called Lindsay Wilson in South Central Kentucky. And it was my good fortune to serve there as president for 20 years, and I am now in my 15th year as chancellor. Today, Lindsay Wilson, like Asbury, is a thriving college doing exceedingly well. But back in my early days, in the late 70s and early 80s, I had moments when I was not sure about the future of the college. There were those who were telling me that we probably would not survive. We were one of 5 colleges out of the 120 United Methodist colleges that was on what they called an endangered list. So I had moments when I was troubled. And the trustees knew it. The good news was they supported the vision. They believed, as I did, that God had a plan for Lindsay Wilson College. They believed in our mission. They believed in my vision. They were supportive. And I remember that one day after a board meeting, the chairman of our board came up to me and he said, John, we have a condo in Utah, and I'd like for you and your wife to spend some time in our condo. Well, I thought about it for a half a second and accepted. And I will never forget that experience. That, too, was a God moment. It was meant for me to be in Utah in Cal Turner Jr.'s condo because something happened there that changed my life. I remember walking into this plush condo, and the first thing I did was turn the television set on. I don't know whether you're like that, but I am. I always turn the television set on. And for some strange reason, it was on a religious channel. And I recognized the preacher. It was Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. I had never heard him, but I had read his books and I'd seen his picture. And I knew I was in for a treat. I do not remember anything he said in that sermon, but I remember the passage of scripture he used as the text. It was Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Well, I had read that passage of scripture before. I had spent 17 years in the pastoral ministry. I had used that passage of scripture as a text before. But for some reason, this was different. It was as if Norman Vincent Peale was looking right at me and talking directly to me, and he was saying, John Begley, you've got a lot on your plate. But if you will acknowledge him in all of your ways, he will direct your path. It was a defining moment in my life. It was what I needed that moment. I knew I was meant to hear those words that day from Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. One of the things I learned that day was how to better cope with life's challenges. And that's what I want to talk about. I learned, first of all, to accept the fact that life has its challenges. No matter who you are, no matter how blessed you are going to face some challenges. And I grew up in a home where I was taught to believe that the Christian life was a constant state of happiness. And if you weren't experiencing happiness, there was probably something going on with your lack of faith. Remember, I had spent 17 years in the pastoral ministry before I went into the ministry of higher education. And isn't it interesting that it took about 19 years for me to realize that it is absolutely impossible to live in a constant state of happiness. It is irrational to believe that we can do that. I doubt there is a person here, and I know there are many people here who have been blessed, but I doubt there's a person here who has lived a more blessed life than I have. God has blessed me more than I desired and more than I deserved. But having said that, I also can tell you that I know what it is to experience pain and sadness and even defeat. I know what it is to be discouraged. I know what it is to experience moments of deep sorrow. In fact, I was in an automobile accident in 1986, and I remember the day after that accident, the doctor standing at the foot of the hospital bed and saying to me, "I need to tell you, you may never walk again." I remember a few years later, I had quadruple bypass, and reality set in, and I knew that I needed to step down from the presidency, something that I loved doing so very much. But I knew it was time for me to spend more time getting in touch with myself in order to reach the place to where my health was at least adequate. I remember hearing the phone ring and my wife picking up the phone and having the Cleveland Clinic call and tell her that they had just reviewed her MRI and she had a brain tumor. And I remember what it was like to see her immediately think about the C word. And I remember the surgery and the radiation treatments and all the pain and fear that goes with that. And then I remember months later experiencing the most devastating blow a parent can experience. And that was the day my son took his own life. And I tell you all of that because I want you to know that I have had my moments. But I also believe that while I was reciting mine, you were thinking about yours. I don't know what's going on in your world, but I happen to believe that you've had your moments of great pain and sorrow. The Bible gives examples of people in Old Testament time who experienced their pain and suffering. Habakkuk cried out, "How long shall I cry and not be heard? How long shall I plead and have no answer?" And Jesus, out of a tortured mind and body, as he hung on the cross, remember, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" All of us have experienced difficult times in our lives, and accepting that as a given is the first step. Secondly, another way to cope with challenges is to realize they can be and often are deceiving. As for the automobile accident, I did walk again. As far as the heart disease, I did the right thing when I stepped down from the presidency. That was 15 years ago, and I'm healthier than I've been in 15 years. As far as what took place with my wife, it turned out that she did not have cancer. And every year since, she has been told by the Mayo Clinic that there is no evidence of the growth returning. As far as the son who took his own life, I know without a doubt that God reached out with his safety net and caught him from the hell he'd lived in most of his adult life because of his addiction to alcohol. So what is happening and what is going on are often different. What is happening and what we perceive to be happening are not necessarily the same. And my experience has been that one of the ways we cope is to acknowledge God in everything we do, the good things and the bad, everything we do. Acknowledge Him and know that your path will be directed. My third and final point is this. Don't ever forget that God loves you. Don't ever forget that His love for you is unconditional. He wants to direct your life. You are never alone if you let God direct your life. Fred Smith Sr. would tell us to keep our faith fresh, keep our spiritual experiences, I think is the way he put it, keep them fresh. And he knew that one of the ways we do that is by acknowledging God, to realize that we are not alone, that God is with us. The scripture says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, our fear, our anxiety, we are not alone. He is with us. How near is God to us? Grace V. Watkins said it well. She said, as near as April green to a hill, as petals of gold to a daffodil, as near as the sunlight is to the sod, so near to the human heart is God. That's been my experience. That's how near God is. I make no apologies for loving gospel music. I learned to love it back when Dr. Thacker was my pastor. We sang gospel songs. And they are so special to me and were so special to Fred Smith Sr. I have the privilege of hearing him talk about the history of different songs and their impact upon his life. More recent years, I have become a Gaither friend. You may or may not know about Gaither, but I can tell you that you're looking at a Gaither fan. One of the Gaither artists goes by the name of Linda Randall. And she sings a song that fits what I'm trying to say today. It's called God on the Mountain. And the chorus goes like this: for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. And when things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God of the bad times. And the God of the day is still God of the night. Amen. What a wonderful thing to know when you're going through tough times. Put your faith to work. Trust in God. Acknowledge Him all the time in everything you do, and He will direct your path. Let us pray. Our Father God, we acknowledge you today. And we know that when we do, you will direct our paths. Some of us came here with heavy hearts, not expecting you to meet us. But you have confronted us with your presence in a special way. And you have reminded us that we are never alone, that you are always with us. We give thanks to you, O God, for Asbury University, for this sacred place where we worship today. We thank you for your presence in our life here. We feel your closeness. And we pray that you will reach down now and touch us in such a way that we know we've been touched. And we'll leave here giving you the thanks and the glory. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. And now go in peace, and may the God of peace go with you.